live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a leading Donegal pharmacist says there's a lot of hysteria surrounding the coronavirus and that in reality the amount of people at risk is very low. The number of people waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital last month was down 14% on figures from the previous year. Two teenagers have been arrested in connection with a weekend break-in and arson attack on a centre for people with disabilities in Derry. And it's been announced that a Sligo-based councillor is to replace Matt Carthy as the MEP for the Midlands and Northwest constituency. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. But first news, the Department of Health will give an update on the status of coronavirus in Ireland later this evening. A Dublin school is keeping its doors closed for 2 weeks as a precaution after a male student contracted the infection. Shane Beattie reports.
The male student of a Dublin school became the first person in the Republic to get COVID-19 after recently returning from Northern Italy. He's in a hospital isolation unit while a public meeting will take place tonight for concerned locals to ask questions. The Department of Health's defending its decision not to name the school, officials stressing they believe the risk of the virus spreading is still low. Public health officials will text families at the school regularly to see if they've any symptoms over the next 2 weeks. The country's most senior medics will give a briefing later this evening when the status of the virus will be updated here. It comes as four more people in the UK have tested positive for coronavirus, bringing the total number to 40. The global death toll is now over 3,000.
Meanwhile, a leading Donegal pharmacist says there's a lot of hysteria surrounding the coronavirus and that in reality the amount of people at risk is very low. Tom Murray says for over 80% of the population who may contract the virus, it will only present as a minor cold. He says simple basic hygiene is key in the prevention of the spread of COVID-19, but is advising people that there is no need to panic.
There has been, to a certain degree, almost a hysteria-driven panic about the coronavirus. As the doctor said, you have to be 15 minutes in contact with somebody who has coronavirus for you to stand a chance of being infected. And for over 80% of the population, it'll present as minor symptoms of a mild fever, maybe a cough and a sneeze, very similar to a cold or a light flu. There is obviously risk categories in the elderly and the very young, and those who are immunocompromised through medicines. But the amount of people at risk is very, very small, and simple basic things like good hygiene and avoidance are really all that we need to do. I think people just need to maybe relax a little bit and not be so nervous about this. I think any soap and any hygiene that we can improve, hand hygiene in particular, is the most important thing. We remember when we sneeze and we hold a tissue to our hand and then we touch inanimate objects, we touch money, we touch phones, we shake hands. That's where the transmission is happening. If people are washing their hands, if people are disposing of their tissues properly in a bin and sealing it, that's the most important thing, actual basic hygiene. The alcohol soaps are fantastic in that the alcohol soaps do kill almost every virus. They're not essential. Basically, hand washing and drying your hands and having hygiene is far more important.
The number of people waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital last month was down 14% on figures from the previous year. The latest monthly Trolley Watch report shows over 350 people awaited a bed at the hospital in February. Donal Kavanagh has more.
10,446 admitted patients were without beds in Irish hospitals this month, according to the latest analysis by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. February 2020 saw 23% more people on trolleys than in February last year, when 8,515 people were on trolleys and in wards. Letterkenny University Hospital bucked the national trend. In February of 2019, there were 407 people awaiting inpatient beds at the hospital. This year, there were 352, a fall of 14%. In a statement today, INMO General Secretary Phil Nihay said the long-running trolley crisis has to be priority number one in government talks. The INMO is asking the health spokespeople of all the major parties to lift the recruitment embargo, and whatever the makeup of the next government, the INMO will insist obstacles to safe staffing are removed immediately.
Leo Varadkar says policy discussions with the Green Party have started well. Fine Gael and the Greens will meet today and tomorrow to discuss the common ground they might have with regards to government formation. Leo Varadkar's party will meet with Fianna Fáil as well later in the week. The Taoiseach has said so far initial talks with the Greens are going well.
Don't want to talk too much about it in the media, but certainly it started well. And the approach, I think, that both parties took to it was that it would be an open policy exchange, that we'd talk about our policy similarities, our common objectives, and also the differences, and tease them through. And it, I think the atmosphere is very good, actually. And it was very different, I suppose, to the Dáil, which is so confrontational.
Police are treating this situation in County Antrim on the Bankhill Road in Mahoramorn as a domestic incident. A toddler has died and another child and a woman have sustained serious injuries during the incident. A woman in her 30s and a child believed to be an infant are being cared for in hospital for what are believed to be stab-like injuries. Police say they're not looking for anyone else in connection with the young child's death and that investigations are at an early stage. This neighbour watched on as emergency services arrived at the scene earlier.
I had to come out the back to see where the helicopter was going, and when it landed I heard a lot of shouting and running about. I seen heads like policemen, and but that was all just a lot of shouting, and the helicopter landed on the other side of the house where I couldn't see.
Sligo-based councillor is to replace Matt Carthy as the MEP for the Midlands North West constituency. Chris McManus has served as a councillor for over 20 years and steps into the role after Matt Carthy was elected as a TD for Cavan Monaghan in the recent general election. Mr McManus says the focus continues to be rightly on Brexit and the potential fallout for Ireland, and has vowed to ensure there is no hardening of the border and to ensure that Irish interests are strongly and robustly defended in the trade talks. Deadlines have now closed for the Shannon election vocational panels. Many TDs who lost their seats in the election will campaign for the upper house. They include Fianna Fáil's Lisa Chambers, Declan Bretna, Margaret O'Mahony Murphy and Shane Castles. Fine Gael's Noel Rock, Tom Neville and Michael Darcy will also run, while former Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan is on the party ticket for the Shannon election. Meanwhile, Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald has announced that former Foyle MP Alicia McCallion will be on the party's candidates in the Shannon election. The Sinn Féin Ard Cóla met in Dublin at the weekend and finalised the field of Shannon candidates. Ms McCallion has been selected to run for the industrial and commercial panel and is one of the Sinn Féin seven candidates in the Shannon election. Speaking after the selection, Ms McCallion says if successful, one of her key aims will be to strengthen existing links between Donegal and Derry.
Hugely honoured that the party have put me on the ticket for the upcoming elections for the Senate. I think it's a great opportunity for the North West to have another additional voice in Leinster House, alongside, of course, my colleagues, Padraig and Pearce. But yeah, it's a good day for the party, and I think it's a good day for the North West.
And if successful, as you kind of touched on there, I'm sure from your point of view, it would strengthen relations both sides of the border.
Absolutely, and your listeners will know that there's been a huge amount of work done over the past recent years to try and bring that collaboration to a stage where now we talk about a city region in the North West, the city obviously being the city of Derry, and the region taken in the hinterland of Donegal. There's been some excellent work done over the past number of years, but of course we can always build on that and strengthen that, and that's exactly what I, along with my colleagues, intend to do.
And quite a unique opportunity, I suppose, from your point of view as well, to give the people across the north and west a voice in the Oireachtas.
It is indeed, and the party obviously identified the need for additional northern voices in Leinster House, hence the reason there's now two out of the seven going forward from ourselves that will be from the north, myself and my colleague Niall O'Donoghue, who is a sitting senator at present. So yes, it's a good opportunity for northern voices to be heard in Dublin. It's a good opportunity to work with the entire Sinn Féin team in Leinster House.
A number of homes and businesses in Inishowen were left without water for most of the day today after an overnight pipe burst. Properties in parts of Muff and Burnfoot were affected. Councillor Jack Murray says it's about time people in the peninsula were afforded the same supply as elsewhere in the country.
This is something I'd be regularly calling for, is greater investment in the entire water supply in South Inishowen. It's just unacceptable that so often, so regularly, people in this area are expected to go without water, such a vital service. And I think people should be entitled in our community to the same level of supply that would be taken for granted elsewhere in the country.
Two teenagers have been arrested in connection with a weekend break-in and arson attack on a centre for people with disabilities in Derry. Destined, a charity located on Boyle Street, was broken into on Saturday morning with the front door and windows of the building smashed and two fires ignited, one of which was in a newly fitted kitchen and the other under the stairs of the premises. Investigations are continuing with the two boys, aged 13 and 15, arrested as part of inquiries. Charlene Keenan is manager of Destined. She says the damage is substantial.
We still don't have an exact cost at this stage. Hopefully we can get that at some point later this week. But the entire kitchen area has been completely destroyed. There's damage to the doors and the windows and so on. We're definitely talking tens of thousands of pounds worth of damage anyway.
And has this damage hampered your ability to run the service this week?
Well, it has. We're very lucky in that we actually have two buildings side by side, so we're still able to use the Foyle Valley Railway Museum next year to offer the day-to-day activities to our service users. But the new building, obviously the cafe has been destroyed, so that's not open and won't be for the foreseeable future. We have the conference room upstairs that's usually booked out every day. We've had to cancel all of the bookings for the conference room this week until we get a better idea of what we're dealing with.
And an investigation, we understand, is ongoing. You would be urging anyone who witnessed anything there at the weekend to come forward to police?
We would be, definitely. We're located in right at the end of the Foyle Bridge here in Derry. There would be, you know, lots of people walking by. It was, you know, we think sometime between 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning, but there certainly would have been people, driving past, possibly even walking past, that might have seen something. So, yeah, of course, if anybody has seen or heard anything, we would definitely encourage them to come forward.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop in store or online.
At 13 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with rugby. Six Nations organisers say the tournament will go ahead as planned despite growing fears over the coronavirus. Ireland's meeting with Italy, originally scheduled for this Saturday, remains the only fixture to be postponed because of the outbreak. Following a meeting in Paris today, tournament organisers say that all fixtures will proceed as normal. However, they haven't ruled out any further scheduled changes, adding that the caveat that governments may decide to call off games. Despite the lack of game this week, a 35-man Ireland squad has gathered in Abbottstown in Dublin for a training camp. Ronan Curtis can stake his claim for inclusion in the Republic of Ireland squad for the Euro 2020 playoff with Slovakia tonight. His Portsmouth side entertain Arsenal in the fifth round of the FA Cup. That one kicks off at Fratton Park at 7:45. Arsenal, of course, 13-time winners of the FA Cup, and Michael Arteta's side are coming off the back of a surprise Europa League exit at the hands of Olympiacos last week. He's hoping his players respond well to the defeat.
We can fall and we can have disappointed, and it's about how we react individually and collectively. And then my job is to try to convince them that in the process that we are at the moment, there is a lot of positive things, and as well the things that we have to improve if we want to be much better as a team.
Once again, kickoff tonight is at 7:45. Elsewhere in soccer, it's a big game for the LYIT tomorrow in the Division 1 colleges and third level soccer competition. It's semi-final day. The LYIT have home advantage against NUI Galway. Kickoff time is at 2 o'clock. They're looking to make that home advantage count and progress through to the final of the competition. Their manager is Shane Byrne.
We played them last year, and colleges football doesn't really mean a while, Chris, because there's new players coming on every year, and some of the players have left obviously from last year, but they're very well organised, and I've talked to Steve Small, who played them in the quarter final, and he gave me a bit of a rundown on what they were like, but very well organised and very good side. Some of them playing with Galway United and that, so they'll be formidable opponents.
It's a big day for the LYIT tomorrow because they've also got the Ladies Gaelic Footballers in action in the semi-final of the Monaghan Cup. They're taking on UCD tomorrow evening in the Dublin Belfast. That one's due to start at 7 o'clock. Now, Gaelic Games, the Ulster Under-20 Football Championship final between Donegal and Tyrone has been scheduled for Saturday, the 7th of March, in Clonus, with a 3 o'clock throw-in. Donegal reached the decider with a 111-12.1 over Down last Saturday, while Tyrone seen off Antrim 11-9 in the other semi-final. The winner will take on the Leinster champions in the All-Ireland semi-final on St. Patrick's Day. Dublin will play Laois on Friday in that decider. Well, things are looking bright today for Donegal in Division 1 of the National Football League. Declan Boner's men picked up their second win of the campaign on Sunday as they enjoyed a 2-12-8 victory over Monaghan in Ballyshannon. It now means, with two games to go, be it against Tyrone or Kerry, a win in either of those matches, and Donegal will be safe in the top flight for another season. A former Donegal player and a Ballyshannon native, Niall McCready, was impressed with Donegal yesterday.
Ballyshannon's been a great grind for us over the last number of years, and we always managed to pull out a result here, so we're fierce happy with it. Monaghan came here, you know, with a good result against Dublin as such, even though they didn't win the game, but you know, I probably would have expected a bit more from Monaghan today, but we shunned through, you know, you only play what's in front of you, and the boys showed up today, and fair play to them.
And it's Tyrone coming up now, and that is a must win game for both teams.
Absolutely, yeah, it's a big game for both teams, but we've nothing to fear. You know, it's a big game for both of us, and we'll mix it with them, I've no doubt. Neighbouring county and all that crack, we will mix it with them. And I you know, if we bring that kind of performance, what we did today in Ballyshannon, what we've done against Dublin to a degree, you know, it's going to come to the wire, though. It's going to go down to the wire, Brendan, and we just need to, you know, we need to cross the line, and that's the reality of it, you know.
As former Donegal player Niall McCready speaking to Brendan Devaney. You can hear more from those two guys in conversation on the DL Debate podcast, which will be available tonight as from 7 o'clock on highlandradio.com. Brendan will also be joined by former Tyrone player Enda McGinley, Paul Funnelly, of course, former Monaghan player, and we'll also be getting the thoughts of Kieran Cunningham, plus a surprise or two as well on the DL Debate tonight online, highlandradio.com, as from 7 o'clock, presented by Brendan Devaney. Now on to mixed martial arts, and Donegal's Dara Kelly won the Clan Wars featherweight title at the weekend in Belfast, fighting out of the Hullane Gracie Club. He dethroned champion Carl Geller from Dublin with a third round TKO to take the belt. The fight was Kelly's first since December 2018, and he showed no signs of rustiness to move his record to 7-1 from 7 bouts. Pat Malloy, also from Letterkenny, took victory as well in a lightweight division bout on a split decision. While in other MMA news in England, Mark Barrett from Rathmullen was a double gold medal winner at the Jiu-Jitsu IBGF London Open, which took place in Crystal Palace. In boxing, it's been confirmed that Anthony Joshua will defend his heavyweight world titles against Bulgaria's Kubrat Pulov. The fight will take place at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in June. Deontay Wilder's triggered a rematch clause with WBC champion Tyson Fury after losing his match in Las Vegas last month. That means we're going to have to wait to see Fury against Joshua. And finally, the launch of the 24th Northwest 10K will take place this evening in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny. It gets underway at 7 o'clock. Three-time winner Owen McGinley will formally launch the 2020 edition of the race. He, of course, is the reigning title holder, and he was also the winner of the charity event in 2015 and 2017, and last year three charities benefited from a grand total of €51,000. That's it, Michaela. Dermot is our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, a man is recovering from injuries sustained on a hike on Errigal Mountain yesterday. He was stretchered off the mountain following a four-hour rescue operation involving a number of emergency services, including the Irish Coast Guard, the Rescue 118 helicopter, and volunteers from Donegal Mountain Rescue. Karen Tompkins reports.
The alarm was raised at around 3 p.m. yesterday afternoon when other hikers came across the man who had sustained head, shoulder and knee injuries. Difficult weather conditions hampered initial plans to have the casualty airlifted off the mountain. Efforts were then made to bring the man off the mountain in a stretcher. The Irish Coast Guard was also tasked to assist in the operation, and according to Donegal Mountain Rescue, their input was critical in ensuring a speedy and smooth rescue. The man was carried to Errigal Mountain Car Park, where he received treatment to his injuries inside a waiting ambulance. Rescue workers have thanked everyone who was involved in the rescue.
Alan Kelly has published legal advice from the last Attorney General, which says that a national rent freeze is constitutional. The Na Gael and Fianna Fáil have both said their legal advice says a rent freeze can't be done, but the advice of then Attorney General Marie Whelan says it can work if proportional and temporary. Former Housing Minister Alan Kelly says he stands over the advice he got while in government.
Well, I brought in the changes in 2015 and I was threatened, or there was commentary that there would be legal challenges to what I did. That didn't materialise. But there are occasions whereby, on behalf of the state, you just have to do what is right. I am absolutely certain that this is legally robust, that this is constitutional.
Over 60% of people have reported damage to their vehicles as a result of striking a pothole. A recent pothole survey carried out by AA Ireland also shows that in the case of motorists, tyre damage was the most likely fallout of a run-in with a poorly maintained road. This has led to calls on the government from the Association's Director of Consumer Affairs, Conor Faughan, to look at a new funding model for roads. He told Highland Radio that given the nature of the Irish road network, some potholes are inevitable.
We're always going to have country roads and county roads, so we're probably always going to have potholes. But we can still say that at the moment, we're not spending enough on maintaining those. And at the moment, the situation appears to be worsening, but then it's been a severe winter. So come the spring, when it finally stops raining on this benighted island of ours, we will have a lot of work to do. And amongst the work that will need to be done will be a substantial repair bill for those secondary roads, particularly in western counties, particularly in physically large counties that have a lot of them. So Donegal is certainly included in that.
It begs the question, what is the best response and how can we minimise the level of damage done? When you go to the council, the response is always the same. We haven't got the money, we've got to go to central government.
That's very much true. Let's say you're Donegal, for example, okay? Interesting county. If you're the county engineer there, you just have to play the hand you're dealt. You've got a lot of secondary roads. If you're not spending on maintenance becomes more expensive the following year. So one of the truisms is you don't save money by not spending on maintenance. You only save this year's money and you actually cost yourself more next year.
Weather now this evening, showers will merge to give longer spells of rain and it will turn windy as westerly winds reach strong gale force in coastal areas. Temperatures will fall to between -1 and +2 degrees with frost and ice forming. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a leading Donegal pharmacist says there's a lot of hysteria surrounding the coronavirus and that in reality the amount of people at risk is very low. Tom Murray says for over 80% of the population who may contract the virus, it will only present as a minor cold. The number of people waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital last month was down 14% on figures from the previous year. The latest monthly Trolley Watch report shows over 350 people awaited a bed at the hospital in February. A Sligo-based councillor is to replace Matt Carthy as the MEP for the Midlands Northwest constituency. Chris McManus has served as a councillor for over 20 years and steps into the role after Matt Carthy was elected as a TD for Cavan Monaghan in the recent general election. And two teenagers have been arrested in connection with the weekend break-in and arson attack on a centre for people with disabilities in Derry. Destined, a charity located on Boyd Street, was broken into on Saturday morning with the front door and windows of the building smashed and two fires ignited. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, March the 2nd. The death has taken place of Harry McCluskey, 29 Fahamview Park, Clonmany, County Derry. Harry will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening until Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Clonmany at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Gerard Mongan, 36 Ballymongan Road, Ahiarn. Gerard's remains will repose at his late home tomorrow morning from 11 o'clock. Requiem Mass will be celebrated on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Sonia McCluskey, née Hamilton, Corgreat Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at her home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Fiona leaving her home on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock for prayer service at St Mary's Church, Sheshe O'Neill Ballybuffet at 2:30, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Hughie Gallagher, Curragh Amoin Ballybuffet, reposing at his home. Fiona leaving his home on Wednesday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stornoughter at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Sheshe O'Neill Churchyard. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Jackie Hunt, 14 Gortacrum Road, Glenmornan, reposing at his home. Fiona leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Glenmornan at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of John James Carr, Rye Fulcara. His remains are reposing at his partner Rose Doyle's residence, 2 Ballina Cottages, Fulcara. Removal this evening to St Finian's Church, Fulcara at 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of desire to the Lake House Comfort Fund, Port na Blas, care of any family member or Sweeney Funeral Directors. And the death has occurred of Margaret Sharkey, Shruhan, Fulcara, reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning, going to Christ the King Church, Gortahork, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. House private from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m.